more than 30 years, Robert Crumb has been one of the bad boys of American underground comic art. Mr. Crumb is the creator of Fritz the Cat and an entire cast of oversexed, grotesque counterculture icons. Now, in late middle age, Mr. Crumb appears to have conquered mainstream culture. He's getting assignments from the New Yorker magazine. He has a new solo show at London's Whitechapel Art Gallery and a new hardcover book, The R. Crumb Handbook. The reclusive Robert Crumb has always kept a hand in music, too. He is an avid collector of vintage 78s. And he has also made a few records of his own with his group, the Cheap Suit Serenaders.
I sit around here, fiddle my thumb. There's not a sound and nobody comes. With my head hanging low, I'm crying my blues away.
Robert Crumb still plays banjo, guitar, and mandolin, but now it's in France. Frank Browning paid him a visit.
The first thing all of his friends and even his literary agent said was that Robert hates talking to the media about his work. That's part of the reason he and Aline, his wife, secluded themselves in a tiny medieval village in the south of France. But maybe, just maybe, he'll talk about his music. Crumb believes his cartoons speak for themselves. But music has always been a driving passion in his life. He started collecting old records when he was a kid.
I don't know what set me about on that path. I mean, I had been looking for old comic books and stuff like that, so I already had some idea that there were older artifacts in the culture that were of interest. So then, you know, looking around these places that sold old comics, I got interested in other old stuff, always looking for old music, and I'd buy these LPs of, like, Dixieland jazz, or, and none of it was satisfying. And then I found these 78s. I thought, they're only 10 cents a piece. I'll try these. Maybe this is what I'm looking for. And I put this one on. I remember I put this one on, and it was just a moment that changed my life. I knew from then on that I was going to be collecting 78s, that I was going to become a connoisseur of 78s.
Gee, do you have that first record somewhere?
Sure, I have it. Of course I have it. You want to hear it?
Can we?
Yeah, because you know when I put that record on and it started playing and it starts out kind of with this sweet little introduction, and then it goes into this syncopated thing that I think, oh my God, that's syncopation. I didn't even know it was syncopation at the time, but it said that beat, that rhythm is what I've been looking for. I was searching for this, something with that feeling and that rhythm. You'll hear it on the record. Happy Days and Lonely Nights, Charlie Fry's Million Dollar Pure Orchestra from Atlantic City. When I put this one on, I said, that's it. That's it. That's the music. Speaker down there.
In his living room, Crumb is surrounded by thousands of records, most of them old 78s, stacked on shelves floor to ceiling. He says one of the first things he did when he got to France was search for more old records. That's when he discovered musette, a style of dancehall music from the 1920s and 30s.
I immediately thought, oh, this is the real working class dance music of old time France, of old time Paris. This is it. I remember the first musette I heard. I think that's some uniquely French working class real dance music, which, having had that experience of having discovered that same thing in America, and that's, I knew right away, that's it, that's the real thing. I got to find more of that. You know, just had that, I don't know what you call it, proletarian soul or whatever, you know, of France in it, you know, and that accordion, banjo, saxophone, musette sound of the 20s and 30s.
It was about that time that Crumb stumbled across Dominique Cravic, composer, musician, music historian, and founder of a group called Les Primitifs du Futur, or Primitives of the Future.
He's a very eclectic musician. He plays all kinds of music. So we kind of hit it off on that, too. I'm not sure if he was familiar with my Cheap Suit Serenaders records or not at that time, not sure. Anyway, I had an instrument with me, or he got me an instrument or something, and we immediately started playing music together, and I did some gigs with his band.
It was actually the American who introduced the Frenchman to Musette, but Cravik quickly immersed himself in its history and lore.
Accordion players from Italy, they meet people coming from the center of France. We call them the Auvergnats, les Auvergnats. So the Auvergnats in Paris, they had bistrot, the café. And after a while, they decided to organize rooms for dance. Then it was the beginning of the Musette. And anyway, in those years, you know, everybody was coming from all over the world and playing their music. So there were West Indies guys, Argentinian guys playing tangos. And one part of that scene was the Musette. Voilà.
In an old Paris working-class suburb, Ivry, Cravik is rehearsing at the home of Daniel Collin, one of France's great Musette accordionists. Collin, who's now 62, started playing at age 6. It was the early 50s, just after the war, that left the deepest mark on the young Collin.
Le jazz qui est arrivé par les Américains, par donc la libération de par les Américains, et on a joué beaucoup de thèmes américains.
Jazz came back strong with the Americans who had liberated Paris, he says. A lot of American themes were there in those post-war years. These days, the songs Collin, Robert Crumb, and Cravik play with Les Primitifs du Futur draw on old themes with new twists. The songs usually play games with multiple meanings, and there's always just a bit of bittersweet irony about love.
So we're going to play an instrumental version of that Java I wrote, which is called La Femme Panthère et l'Homme Sandwich.
The Panther Woman and the Sandwich Man. Truly a song with a sad ending. A man who walks around with a sandwich board falls in love with a lady panther at the carnival. Until one day, the ad on the sandwich board is for furs, which propels the panther into feline rage. Her admiring lover becomes her sandwich. Another Primitif du Futur song came from a collaboration between Cravik and Crumb. The story is about a Cuban boxer who was famous in the 1930s. His name was Kid Chocolate, and one night he took a fall for a $10 bribe and dreamt of turning in his gloves to become a rumba player.
Kid Chocolat, un, deux, trois, allez, bras en croix, semblant au son d'une rumba, les coups font mal.
I had that vision of that pair of gloves, which could be easy transform in a pair of maracas. You know those percussion. So I had that vision, and I talked to Robert about it, and he's great at that. So he made a drawing for the CD. So it just start from that. You know that guy in two different worlds. He could be a fighter. He could be a player, and he could be really more comfortable playing in a band and having all those girls dancing, and that you could see bodies moving on the floor.
Some years ago, Crumb drew a parlor scene that became a postcard. At the top of the image, he asks, "Where's it gone? All the beautiful music of our grandparents." Below the question is a room. Pictures on the walls, curtains neatly tied back, a Persian rug on the floor. Three musicians sit on wooden chairs. A man in suspenders plays a guitar. Another, wearing a striped suit, plays a fiddle. And a woman in a dress with a lace collar plays the accordion. In tiny letters at the bottom of the picture is the answer to his question. It died with them. That's where it went. The The search for that lost time is one of the most abiding themes in Robert Crumb's life and work, and it's one of the reasons he's never stopped looking for old music.
It connected me in a way with my grandparents' generation that I had no other way of connecting with, because things change so much in modern culture all the time that there it is in all its original, accurate, authentic being there. There it is. You can actually hear it. You can go back in time and that connection to the older generation made me feel better. Made me feel better somehow. Made me feel less disconnected or alienated in some way from life. I don't know.
Though he seldom plays in public anymore, Robert Crumb continues to excavate lost sounds and images with Dominique Crevic for Les Primitives du Futur. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
You can hear more songs performed by R. Crumb and his various bands at our website, npr.org.
On dit qu'une femme a brisé toute sa vie et que dans les gammes, il recherche l'oubli. Mais dans le huis clos, d'un verre de Pernod éclate en sanglots.